Senate Bill 425 would create a statewide moratorium on any new frac sand mining or processing operations in Minnesota for 1 year. Supporters say the bill gives the state and local governments time to learn about the industry before it takes hold like it has in Wisconsin. But opponents of the moratorium, including Minnesota State Senator Michelle Benson, say it's going to drive mining companies out.
That capital is not going to sit and wait for this moratorium to be finished. That capital will flow to where it can be best utilized and where the jobs can be created. It would be nice to have that choice in Minnesota, but with this moratorium, that will not happen.
And by some accounts, the talk of the moratorium is already having an effect. John Bailing is an Eau Claire attorney who represents the frac sand industry.
Since the Minnesota Senate Committee passed the moratorium by a vote of 8-4, since then I've received a phone call every day from a entity looking at Wisconsin and to the Minnesota to do business.
Bailing says Wisconsin's new iron mining law and the more business-friendly Department of Natural Resources makes Wisconsin more attractive to the frac sand industry.
So I think mining entities, when they read the news clips and do their due diligence research, they're going to come to the conclusion Wisconsin's open for business, Minnesota maybe not.
Bailing expects the rush for frac sand mining permits in western Wisconsin will stay steady, especially if Minnesota passes its moratorium. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.